With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The FBI arrest an Afghan man who officials say planned an Election Day attack in the U.S.
According to charging documents, Nasir Ahmad Tawhidi of Oklahoma City told FBI investigators after his arrest Monday that he had planned his attack to coincide with Election Day next month, and that he and a co-conspirator expected to die as martyrs. He allegedly had taken steps to advance his attack plans, including ordering firearms and buying one-way tickets for his wife and child to travel home to Afghanistan. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, forecasters are warning about the impact of Hurricane Milton on the Florida Gulf Coast near Tampa Bay. Dr. Michael Brennan of the National Hurricane Center says the potential storm surge is extremely serious.
10 to 15 feet, so that's well above the height of any person, up to the above a one to even getting into the second story of a building. And it's not just the water. It's not going to be filling up like a bathtub. This is water that's going to violently be pushed onshore from the Gulf of Mexico with destructive wave action on top of it. And you're going to have structural damage to buildings. Some buildings will wash away. Evacuation routes will be quickly cut off. We've lost people to storm surge in previous hurricanes who are trying to get out at the last minute and they drown in their cars. So please do not stay in these environment and this unsafe area. Get out now while you still can. Remember, you only have to drive usually tens of miles, not hundreds of miles, to get to a safe location.
Hurricane warnings are in effect on both the west and east coast of Florida as the storm approaches from the Gulf. The Florida Department of Health is warning communities about the dangers of contaminated floodwater. They say you should stay out of floodwaters to prevent the exposure of flesh-eating bacteria that's commonly found in warm coastal waters. The bacteria can cause a potentially life-threatening infection if it gets into an open wound. This is SRN News. The French discover another problem with transgenderism.
An Algerian man living in France was convicted of child rape, sentenced to 4 years in jail, and then given a deportation order. But now the man claims he is transgender and cannot be deported because he would be persecuted in his native country. And the French courts have ruled in his favor, meaning he will soon be out of prison and free to stay in France solely because he is living as a woman. Some observers wonder what U.S. courts might do with a similar case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-abortion groups have outraised pro-lifers by nearly 8-to-1 margin in campaigns for ballot measures across the U.S. this year. But the advantage doesn't show in ad buys in Florida, which has the most expensive campaign of the 9 states where voters are being asked whether they want to enshrine abortion in their state constitutions. Campaigns that raise more money have an edge reaching voters. This is SRN News. Hurricane Milton is impacting some pro sports teams. Rich Thomason has more on the story.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are relocating to the New Orleans area to prepare for Sunday's game against the Saints. The Bucs plan to spend the rest of the week out of state instead of practicing as usual at the team's training facility in Tampa. The NHL's Tampa Bay Lightning canceled Monday night's scheduled preseason finale against the Nashville Predators. Rich Thomason reporting.
Fans are paying big money to own a piece of the goalpost that was torn down following Vanderbilt's win over Alabama. University officials say the uprights and crossbar sections of the goalpost that were recovered from the Cumberland River were cut into small pieces and put up for sale. Multiple 8-inch pieces sold for more than $4,000 each. 4-inch sections went for around $1,000. More details at srnnews.com.